bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
The author of today's international devotion is Dennis Denau, who works as an LCMS missionary in Thailand and serves as the Asia-Pacific Region Education Consultant. Dennis is the husband of LHM Thailand Director Manta Ikwana Denau and volunteers to teach English classes for the LHM Thailand staff and occasionally assists with other LHMT projects. LHM Thailand focuses on sharing the gospel and making contacts with local people through the internet, gospel text messaging, various community radio programs, ETS, evangelism training, and evangelistic outreach programs, Bible correspondence courses, music CDs, animated VCDs, and print materials are used to encourage and help strengthen the faith of Thai Christians. The staff also conducts special children's activities and does presentations in many government schools. A text for our devotion from the 14th chapter of John. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Why don't Western parents love their children? An elderly Thai woman once asked me. Western parents do love their children, I replied. No, I don't think so, she said. What gives you that idea? I asked her. If they loved their children, she said thoughtfully, then why do parents kick them out of the house when they turn 18 and force them to find their own place to live? When I tried to explain how Western parents and their children value independence and how it's a mark of good parenting when children can live on their own and take care of themselves, the elderly Thai lady just stared at me with a look of incomprehension on her face. I decided that it wouldn't be wise for me to mention how older Western people work very hard to maintain their independence as long as they possibly can. Thai society is very communal. For most Thai people, to be alone is to be lonely. They have great joy in being around a group of friends and family as much as possible. In Thai culture, everyone fully expects children to live with their parents until they get married. Even when the children get married, they often live with the woman's parents until after the first grandchild is born. Most homes in Thailand contain extended, multi-generational families. Parents love keeping their families together by having their adult children live with them. The adult children enjoy the familiarity and comfort of continuing to live within the family circle. Everyone in the family is happy to have grandparents living under the same roof with them, so they can help them take care of them in their old age. This is seen as the best way to show respect and appreciation for all that they have done for the family for so many years. Like those Thai children, we too have an invitation to live in our Father's house. Through faith in Jesus, we have a room waiting for us, and that room is ours through all eternity. Because of His great love for us, God opens the door of His heavenly home and welcomes us in. Our place in heaven is already prepared. Jesus has arranged our room for us. Our brothers and sisters in Christ who have gone before us are waiting to greet us. We can have confidence that our place in heaven is secured by the blood of Jesus. We pray. Thank you, Jesus, for preparing a place for us in our Father's house. Through your suffering, death, and resurrection, you have made it possible for us to live in the presence of our Heavenly Father throughout eternity. We are forever grateful. In your name, amen.